This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our next guest from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Adam Lichtenstein, kind enough to join us. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Big doings. A lot of teams with a lot of hopes this time of year. I was saying at the start of the show, a lot of people in South Florida, Adam, I don't think realize how important high school football is, and we kind of found that out on Sunday morning when thousands upon thousands checked in with the FHSAA to see the brackets and to see who was going where, and certainly from the Broward County angle, some big-time surprises. A lot of 7A teams made it. I believe 6 7A teams. From Broward, five in 8A, including Douglas, which will be playing host. There's some really good stories this year. I mean, you take a look at Douglas finishing with just one loss. Will be at home against Miami High. Certainly, another great story is Dillard going unbeaten in 6A and grabbing off a 2 seed. Talk about that, because I think that, we concentrate on St. Thomas Aquinas and the Heritages and schools like Chaminade that are, we expect to be there at this time of year. But there are programs this year that are in a position that we haven't seen that much in the past.
Yeah, the two teams you mentioned, Douglas and Dillard. I mean, Douglas, I saw them earlier in the year when they played Monarch.
Yes.
Just I wanted to get a, see how good they were. Monarch was playing pretty well. They pulled off that, that incredible last-second win. And I was like, okay, well, this team is – but even before that last-second win, this is a pretty solid team. They won 8 straight to start the year, lost to Plantation last week. But, Plantation's a great team, so there's no shame in losing to Plantation. So, yeah, Douglas pulls off, their first district title in, 18 years. So you figure a senior on the football team, may not have even been alive last time Stoneman Douglas won a district title.
Yeah.
They get to host the first round playoff game, a game that really interests me because Douglas, you look at their schedule, they went 8-1, they lost the Plantation. Their schedule wasn't the toughest schedule out there. So I looked at Miami High schedule and it seems kind of similar where, they beat up on some of the weaker competition. So it's a really interesting matchup, kind of see which of these teams is for real, which one of these teams, can take that next step. And then, like you said, Dillard, what a phenomenal story, going 10-0. Seems like, every other week it seemed like, okay, this is a tough game for them. Mm-hmm. We'll see how good they are. And, they pick up a close win, a nail-biter against Miami Columbus. They beat Miramar in a good game. And then last week I thought would be a good game. I thought the Soul Bowl this year would be close. And they just kind of ran roughshod over Ely. I thought Ely looked pretty decent against Atlantic when I saw them. And is having a great year. That's another great story. Ely turning things around and making the playoffs. Dillard, closing out the year 10-0. And luckily for them, they don't have to play Miami Central in the first round again.
Yeah. No, you're right. Not only that, they're a 2 seed. So if Central plays them, Central have to come up to Fort Lauderdale to play them again, and certainly.
Yeah,
but remember, Central has to go through Naples first, who's the number one seed. So Dillard looks like they're in a good position with Naples Lely coming in on Friday, and then they play the other side of the bracket, which should be a little bit easier. Then you get into 4A, and then it gets a little bit complicated because your two teams, Gulliver Prep and University School, get byes, which they either got to do away with or add districts or something, because it just – I don't know if it worked out great because you t- you heard me telling you that tomorrow night you got virtually a third round game. Carroll City and Booker T playing in the opening, in the opening round. And you look at Carroll City, and of their 10 opponents, Adam, 9 of them are going to the playoffs. So,
their schedule was brutal.
And Booker T the same way. And then you have, everybody's talking, obviously, Gulliver and 4A, and everybody's talking University School. But to me, I think the team that knows the road, have been there before, is Cardinal Gibbons. I mean, I watched them a bunch this year. They're really talented. Lost that one tough game, against American Heritage. Obviously, they lost to Northwestern, which is no shame. But they beat Palmetto, and they were the only team to beat Miami Palmetto. Talk about Gibbons, because Gibbons could be one of those dark horses, so to speak, to get back to the state title game.
Yeah, Gibbons is one of those teams where they lost so much talent from last year, the team that won the state title last year. You lose Chris Bogle, you lose Nick Scalzo, and other guys on the team, Vincent Davis, Yahweh Judy, all these talented guys who graduated and went on to play, Power 5 football. So it was kind of like a sink or swim kind of thing, from my point of view, at least for them this year. And they swam. They definitely didn't sink. They've had a great year. Like you said, they lost a close game to Heritage, but Heritage is a fantastic team, and sure, Gibbons, despite falling behind early, showed a lot of fight. They fought their way back into that game, made it close. And like you said, Northwestern, that's so long ago now. It's week one. Yeah. You almost got to, I wouldn't say write it off, but, it's so long ago. It's a totally different team now. They're just a really solid team all around, a lot of talented guys. Brody Palhege, made a name for himself last year, winning those last three games, winning a state title at quarterback. He's having, full year as a starter. He's having a good year. They're just a solid team all around. The defense is really good. Troy Stilato broke out at wide receiver. They just have a really good team. But I'm really interested in that game because I know Pace, they play Pace this week.
Yes.
And Pace seems like a really solid team. I mean, they're 5-5, but for a 5-5 team, those five losses are pretty good. I mean, they had a pretty tough schedule, and, they played good teams. So, you know they're ready for, a team like Gibbons. So I think that this game this week should be really one of the more games I'm more interested in, just to see how things go. But
yeah,
like you said, Gibbons has been there before. They know how to get back to a state title game. So they're not going to be intimidated or nervous really for a playoff game.
And then Chaminade, which has a bye in the first round and most likely will play against Somerset Silver Palms, who is really on the come. So they look like they're poised to get back. We talked about a little bit, other teams in 8A. You have Deerfield having to head north this year instead of going down south. They'll inevitably tangle with Vero Beach maybe in the second or third round. So obviously they have their path. You have Western, who opens up at home against the South Dade team 3 weeks ago that was undefeated and looking pretty good. Now, Western coming off a tough loss to St. Thomas, which we know is inevitable in a lot of ways. St. Thomas not looking as good offensively, but their defense is still crazy good, and they force a lot of turnovers. We talked a lot about, some of the other programs that are in the mix. Plantation obviously is going to be a team. I mean, this is Steve Davis always does a great job. They're on the road against Hialeah, but he's been on the road before. Whenever they play in that district with St. Thomas, if they finish second, they're playing American or somebody. So they kind of know the path. And obviously, the winner of that game will play the winner of St. Thomas and South Broward. And there's another team we didn't talk about, but South Broward is also a program that returning to the playoffs as well. But certainly it's going to be interesting, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We'll be checking in each week or so with you, breaking down things all the way to the state title. And people want to follow you this week, let them know how to do it.
You can follow me on Twitter at AB Lichtenstein. If you want to know how to spell Lichtenstein, it's like the country in Europe, but without the first E.
Good stuff. Adam, thanks so much. Congratulations on your wedding to come up in the near future.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.